Tattoos have become a major part of our culture, and with over 20,000 tattoo parlors in the U.S. alone, tattooing has become a billion-dollar industry. But it's the stories behind the ink that interested Community Voices producer George Strait Jr., and he went to Dayton to learn about some of them.
If someone gets a tattoo, chances are there's a story.
It's basically a combination of the Grateful Dead dancing bears, but they're turned into Star Wars figures.
By the end of the session, Michael Grabman will have Yoda, Chewbacca, a stormtrooper, Boba Fett, and Darth Vader dancing around his left leg. He's a self-proclaimed deadhead and Star Wars enthusiast.
And I found this thing where it's like a perfect combination of the two. And I'm like, you know, this is something I really want.
Every tattoo that I have has some sort of connection or meaning. For the most part, I don't have anything that's like a throwaway, silly thing.
This is Chad Wells. He's doing the tattoo. He's the owner of Wells & Company Custom Tattoos in Dayton's Fire Blocks District and has hundreds of hours worth of tattoos on his own body.
I have a full back piece. I have both arms are heavily tattooed. My hands are tattooed. My neck's tattooed. My head under all this long hair is tattooed. Legs and calves and feet and everything has a tattoo on it.
When Chad was a kid, he used to draw on his hands and clothes. His tattoos are essentially an extension of that, a way to set himself apart from others.
When I was a kid, it was like a permanent middle finger to everybody and everything. My tattoos are really pretty positive, but like the fact that I have them says like, I'm going to do what I want and you have zero say in that.
However, sometimes a tattoo says too much, or maybe it doesn't mean what it used to, or it's a part of someone that they want to leave behind. So they get a new tattoo over the one they want to forget.
Yeah. Cover-ups are, that's a big thing.
And not just ex-lovers' names or tattoos that people don't like anymore, but tattoos with gang affiliations or racist meanings. One customer of Chad's had spent time in prison, and during that time, he joined the Aryan Brotherhood and got a giant swastika tattooed on his chest.
That's a thing in the prison culture that we don't have to deal with that stuff out here. But I think that he may have had to make the choice to wear those colors, as we call it, in prison to survive.
But it was no longer a life he wanted to be a part of. So he had Chad cover it up.
And he was getting married that next weekend to a lovely young Jewish girl, which I thought was just wonderful. And she knew about the tattoo. She knew about his history. And there was nothing I could do. It was so solid black. There was nothing I could do other than just box it off. He has a giant black box on his chest now.
And some people with difficult pasts use tattoos to cover up painful memories.
It's comforting to see things that give you hope more so than scars.
That's Dawn Tarjeft. She's been a client of Chad's for over 10 years. Now, most often, tattoo artists use a computer-printed stencil to act as a guide for tattoos. But for one of her most personal ones, she let Chad draw it entirely by freehand before tattooing. It's on the right side of her face. She calls it her space flower.
I was in an abusive relationship for a short time, and the guy gave me a head injury. It was traumatic to see the scar every day. So I had Chad basically do like a 3-hour session, and that's where that piece comes from.
Dawn says she didn't know how much the tattoo had helped her until it was done, because after getting it, she says she had her first week of sleep following 3 years of constant sleepwalking and night terrors.
And another thing is a lot of my tattoos are friend-oriented. I have friendship pieces with a ton of people. So it also represents people that I love. You know, it's like walking around with a photo book. Only much cooler.
Chad compares tattoos to an art collection. While they won't appreciate over time or become family heirlooms, they're more personal. And in a sense, priceless, because when you go, they go.
It's purely yours. It purely exists in the moment that you're here. This tattoo is an always changing thing that's going to not be the same in 10 years as it is now. And when I die, it's gone. So there's like a built-in scarcity or rarity thing that I think is cool about tattoos.
Chad Wells is the owner of Wells & Company Custom Tattoos in Dayton. For Culture Couch on WYSO, I'm George Drake Jr.
Culture Couch is made possible by a generous grant from the Ohio Arts Council.